Shinlok nga chung gom je kangba, nipa mugu gom je kohol, yengme gom je ngwe shi dang che sabje namba sum yeba nang ne, datirin ki kapsum baba, yengme gom je ngwe shi dang shinlok dang mugu gom du shu chum ne.
In order to establish all sentient beings as vast as space in the state of perfect Buddhahood, please generate bodhicitta as you listen to the teachings. The teaching today is the short Vajradhara lineage prayer composed by Pengar Jampal Zampo, and of the divisions of the text into the lineage lamas and the main part. We have come to the main part, among which we have renunciation as the foot of meditation, devotion as the head of meditation, and the main body of meditation, distraction, non-distraction. We have come to non-distraction as the body of meditation.
Da dringi kapsu baba de komji ngushi re da tsawe tsigla da ti kapsu shini dong yore yengme komji ngushi songbo shin kangshir tobe ngu soma de machu dekar chobe komjen la komja lodan ra ora chinje lo sen.
So today the topic is the main practice, first shamatha, and the text reads, non-distraction is the body of meditation as is taught. The nature of whatever thought arises is fresh. To the meditator who rests simply in naturalness, grant your blessings that my meditation is free from conceptualization.
Ta yengme di ene gomje sok na shing res ning na shing ta yengba mebe de gomje subula ta ning di ta yang na sok de mena tene subude chotu gyo maro.
Non-distraction is like the heart of meditation. In the analogy of the body, it's the heart. So without the heart, the body doesn't work at all, does it?
That day, it's a Korang Laya, those Tresha Jamshawana, then the double rep, Tene, Nibadi, Kangshar, Tobi, Mosoma, this, and the young boy, maybe Nangni, young, take daddy, Namdo Mambuchi, Shar Yongre, the Namdo the Zo, Comjab Duke of Sola, Tene, Moshe, some Jenny, then you jut I your mare, Namjung and Zoo, Suk Dabajana, make you Suk Tondukala Sudi. That true debauchure, and Namdo the Koran Hoya Truvio Mare, Namdo the Sharba Hagozam, Chine Degala, Koran, then make them debauchin, Degana, Lusha or the same day, Manejina, Lulujini.
So the next line reads, the nature of whatever thought arises is fresh. So as we rest in non-distraction, many thoughts arise. And as we meditate, we need to recognize them. But it is not enough just to recognize them. We need to understand that they are not established as anything. And then we just relax in that.
Ta Quran sik Quran la na samla tang mana kangshars ta namdo garida ji shanna ya sangbe namdo shanna ya ne be namdo shanna re ta dewe tan dunga kare shanna ya de ne to bode mo so ma ti se de gan la da lamsang chikla ko yo re de ma ju so juro ma dang degar kang la sha degar kang la la sha shena ani kom di kom chen res degang la sha ma shena kom chen mares la chi korang la chesi jamna tendre re.
So to explain the words in a little more detail, whatever arises means whatever thought, whatever kind of thought it is, whether it's positive or negative, happiness or unhappiness, all thoughts are fresh, meaning that they are just right there. And so then it says rest in naturalness. In naturalness, it means uncontrived or unfabricated. So we are just resting in that. And so if we can do that, then that is a real meditator. That is real meditation.
Ta gom je lo dan da war jin je lo se kwa rang la da jia na mo ne gom she na gom je gi yul yo ma re gom ta gom je gi da yul jin se na mi se yo ma re ma ying ba zam la de re den bo che gom je ji yo ma re.
When we say, grant your blessings that my meditation is free from conceptualization, in real meditation, there is no object. There is no object of meditation, and there is no meditator. There's no one who's meditating and nothing to meditate on.
Hinayang anzu dana dende thumbula leo mare, dati gom jamne nyamnyung garo yobachula kejashegi ordezo. That comes a lot on the head, so come jab jamne, yam yung tumbo leverage like a shigure, the nanganzo comes a lot on the mare.
So, this is explaining meditation from the point of view of an accomplished meditator. This is not actually where we are right now.
That comes a lot on the head, so the sursena, cubilama de zo, telo naru marba mila, cambo de sum jamba lasso, but the zore, and it. Kiranso na jeng ngai julai an tokba dende je kebro cho salamne chilam na ro je sne so wa tab yare.
So those who have meditation that's free from conceptualization, as it says here, that is the case for the lamas of our lineage, like Telopa, Naropa, Marpa, and so on. We are supplicating so that we may have that kind of realization born in us.
Dayang ta shine gola du du shine sam ta shine gomna gari phengire sam dewa ta tang bai na.
So you may wonder what actually is the benefit of shamatha meditation.
Ta ngaran zo nyimare re shin la sam lo tang bai na namdo mangbo shu ji gi gi yore ngaran zo jula ha gobin namdo ya mangbo yore ha ma gobin namdo ya mangbo yore.
So every day, many, many thoughts arise in our minds. Sometimes we realize that we're thinking, sometimes we don't recognize it. So some of these are happy thoughts, and we develop attachment to them. Some of them are unhappy, and we develop aversion to them. Some are neutral, and we don't pay much attention to them. But all of these thoughts are occasions for the arising. We grasp at these all of these thoughts as real. This is good. This is not good. We think of them all as real.
That tension la tenne anju krowa dilla korchu gyore.
And this grasping at them as real is the cause of us cycling in samsara.
Di indu namdo mari chembo ins. Korwe gyazo tungje ins da namdo de marig ba chembo res ana korwe gyazo na lungjo gende namdo chidang ge namdo de mare namdo la tenjin dire.
So it said thoughts are the great ignorance that casts us into the ocean of samsara, but really this means it is the grasping at thoughts as real that does this.
Tang ngaran chula namdo yue chana sem di shiwa dang lebar ne tu mare.
So to the extent that we have thoughts that we grasp at, our minds are not at peace.
Dang aran zo serap kruwa thongma meba ni tini an sem di shiwa dang lebar meba garje chabar es na namdo la komdi shuk chumbu chabar la tene jungbare.
And so the reason that we have been cycling in samsara for beginningless time is that we have this great grasping to our thoughts. So even though we meditate, within just a second, a few seconds or a few minutes, thoughts quickly arise, and this is due to the force of our habit. And when thoughts arise, the mind is not at peace. So our thoughts are really controlling us. So you could think of it as two people, one big, strong one, one small one like me. Americans are big and strong, right? You know, the strong one, the smaller, weaker one wouldn't have any hope of overpowering the stronger one. So you could compare our thoughts to the strong, powerful person and our mind to the weaker one. So our thoughts have been troubling our minds for a long time, and our minds have not been able to do anything about it. So the reason we need to meditate is that our mind's nature is really relaxed and peaceful. So we need to do this exercise, not physical, but the mental exercise, so that the mind can actually triumph, can beat the thoughts in this competition. Generally we're not without thoughts. It's very difficult to actually become without thoughts. So our mind has really no control over the thoughts and becomes like a servant to the thoughts, and whatever our thoughts tell us, we just say, oh, okay. So when we meditate, first we have to recognize our thoughts. This is important. So
even if our thoughts are kind of small and weak, we need to pay attention to them. If our thoughts are big and strong, we need to pay attention to them. The important thing is not to follow after our thoughts, just
recognize them, just know when they arise. So non-distraction is the body of meditation. Whatever thought arises, we should not be distracted by it. It's because of following our thoughts that we have remained in samsara for endless lifetimes. And as long as we follow our thoughts, we will not experience happiness. So if we want happiness, we have to stop following our thoughts.
Tayan gom jabdu gan la nam to ke yong samne da tokpa dende je nyi mare ta nam to ke ma song pe ya bu jung samne ane dende gi da zimba de zo je nyi mare ta zimba di pang go go rang anjo.
But we may think in when we meditation, oh, a thought has arisen, that's bad. Or no thoughts now, that's good. This is actually a grasping, and this is not something that we should do.
Ta chakye chimbu gi shine kam so kapsula redok ni dan dalwa che go re se.
In the shamatha meditation of Mahamudra, we should be without hope and fear, it said.
Ta tendri gi kan la ni ma che ba sha she go re se. Ma che ba redok ni dan dalwa ngang ni ma che ba sha na tene shine gi kom de che gi re.
So if we can rest without hope or fear in unfabricated meditation, then this is real shamatha. So in shamatha meditation, there is the resting, the method of resting the body and the method of resting the mind. And so first the method of resting the body is taught.
Ta lune de namnang chudun re de da shugi me ta de ni anju de zu dang ma re da lu de de bo le bo ani ji aya en ta de le yang wa sen de ne yong gyo re den de go ye ji ge chen bo re de sa de ya bo den le de le le chen de ne den de go ye de zhang bo
zhang bo. So there are these specific instructions for the way to rest the body, but I won't go into them now. The main point is that the body is relaxed, loose and at ease, comfortable, with on a good seat and resting, straight and relaxed.
That's something that you would need to do. Subuti, yangbu chadu ka kashi gomjabdu ma subu meba dawatos.
Sometimes people have a question about the when the body is resting very loosely, it's a feeling of not having a body at all.
Yeah, some people say my body is not in the sky, no, I don't have body, that's a feeling. They say that's but their body is really relaxing and losing their mind or body, and that sort of nyam lakalagdo.
Experience.
A kind of experience or feeling comes out. But that means your body really relaxing.
Ta ganda ani lu dang na tsa dang sta ngara subu de dang bo de de ge jam bo re subu na la tsa jang yang yo re de ne tsa dang na tsa na la lung de zo ya bu ju ge re.
So if the body is straight, then the channels within the body are straight, and if the channels are straight, then the winds will flow straight in the channels.
Ta sa dang na a na lung dang ta lung dang na gari yor sin dinang la sem di sal pu am sem di sem dang lung ni di dro yore.
And so if the winds are straight, then the mind will be clear. The winds and the mind are connected.
다 남참점 롱섬 예르메스 롱단 샘디 맹다당 타니마나 직바차디기어다 팅간주고 냠렌라라레버레 직바레람나 직바차 툼메도도 소소라라레버레
Sometimes it's said that the mind and the winds are inseparable, that they're actually one thing with different names. But this depends on one's practice and it depends on the individual. So in good shamatha, the mind develops more and more strength and more control over thoughts. Shamatha is very important. Through shamatha, our thoughts will lessen, and their ability to harm us will also diminish. And so from good shamatha, the mind's qualities will naturally manifest.
And
Tilopa has also taught that the mind should not be too tight so that it can't be loosened. It needs to be without grasping or clinging. So there needs to be a balance between too tight and too loose. If the mind is too tight, then it needs to be in balance.
So tight means sometimes we're worried, oh, going to be thought rising, oh, that sort of, then that is thought, and that is your tight. Oh, now my meditation is very good, and now really without thought, resting, wow, so good. That also thought, yeah. So without like that.
And dabur mu chie so na debi che mu chie maom bi dun mu su dadagi sheba yanda nalmar zengi sho stati nam namjun chaje chimbu kadu dama gawai na yorwa debala samlo madang kare kare chungzong maom bala kangkang chegi samlo na dadagrang
And Gampopa also said, don't follow after the thoughts of the past. Don't invite the future, just rest in the present. This is also taught in the Mahamudra instructions, not to follow thoughts of the past, go into the future, but just remain.
The Dilla Tamsi Chimbo Sarahagi, the Karasungers and Tamsi Kuba Kalbashins, Semjitun Rambadi, Najurbegi, Devi Yamins and the Kuba Kalgin de Zo, the Kuba Kalnuna Hagore, then a petim dana Kuba Chedore, Perle dana Kuba Yungamare, the Nyumbu China, then the Kuba Diago Yungro.
And Saraha explained this as like a Brahmin spinning a thread. If the thread is too tight, it will break. If it's too loose, then it won't be made properly. So it has to have the right tension.
Mm-hmm.
gom gyab du gan la gom yabo mare du gan la loma de ge de ne sang ji jom den de korang la pa je wa dang kerang tam nyen jok she ge be de wa dang re
ta o la se
ane korang be she ta ye la khe ba re tam nyen to ye la khe ba re na khe ba in de korang korang gi le ga gang la jang bu yo ba ta sa sang ji kin ge du na korang la je wa dang de ane korang la ku ba de pe tai je ne pe tam jang na ke yak bu jab gi de de wa dang re Take a boy, your mares. Cuba the pet loose chin, Lushana, get dungy deus, take your mares. Then Cuba the timber rembachine, Nyumbu china, kaya with Yabidus, Labdugan, all the same dear than the gores, dam dry your mares, three your mares, and pet Lusha your mares. Then the same the timber rembachine, then the ten digala, nebina, and a com de jule kigris, and then a singer.
And similarly, Shakyamuni Buddha gave this example. His teachings were not in books, but were taught to individual students based on a particular person and the time and the question that needed to be answered at the time. And so one student was asking about meditation, and he was known to be a renowned player of the lute. And so the Buddha asked, if you tighten the strings on your lute very tightly, is the sound good? No, the sound isn't good. Well, if the strings are too loose, how is the sound? It's no good if the strings are too loose either. So just they have to be tuned exactly right, not too tight and not too loose. And your mind is like this too in meditation, not too tight, not too loose, just as the sound of the lute will be just right then. So too your meditation will arise well in your mind.
The Namjung Aranzo Semdilla, Nangi Yundenjig, Chi Junjig, that ni double chi yon de gore.
Kyun
Dan Semdilla, Nangi Yundenjig, Chi Junjig, ni yon gore.
Oh, that's so. So, in our generally we have one inner or internal fault and one external quality in our mind.
The Nangi Yunden di, any Semgi Ranshindi, Saldong Sungju, Laya Dabota, Semgi Ranshin, Versalwa, Sindhi, that Semgi Ranshindi, Shiwa, Leba, Majubadi, Nisem Nangi Yunden re. The Nangi Yunden Latam Junda, and she lammed the Shidi Sangi and Irma incident, the Shigure, the Kandar, the Shena Majina, the Nangi Yunden, the same Ranshin Yunen, she was Leba, Saldongi Ranshinchi, Chadi Yure.
I think I said that wrong. There's an inner quality and an outer quality.
Fault, yeah.
Outer fault.
Yeah.
Oh, I did say it right. Okay. So the inner quality of the mind is that our mind is the union of clarity and emptiness, inseparable. We have this basically unfabricated, relaxed, clear nature of our mind. Our mind is inseparable from Buddha in this way.
The chi numbers na mindu chi jun di ganas na chi nawa. Tang around me you do give a so tongue and now you do judge that conga gi shebagi, jesu tani, that dila, the condo shubana shingi, namdo gi jesu shubare, jesu sung. And Gaduna, Namdo di, Namdo Korangi, Rawando, Juru, then Aranzo, Namdo de Zoe and Temper Juba, you someday, that Midabola, Tabrazin, Mizangola, Zambrazin, that Sendiki Zimbala, then it and the true dog.
So the outer fault is that. We have these appearances, external appearances that arise to our senses. We see forms, we hear sounds, and we follow after them. We follow, we pursue our thoughts, and then we believe these things to be real. We then become deluded. We take what is impermanent to be permanent. We take what is impure to be pure, and then we grasp at things in this way. So we need to give up on this clinging to thoughts as real. As Tilopa said to Naropa, you are not bound by appearances, you are bound by clinging. Cut your clinging, Naropa. So in meditation, sometimes we are looking at our mind, sometimes just resting. So we need to relax the mind, and if thoughts arise, we look. So first, as I said in meditation, we need these different conditions. So first, what we need is renunciation or reversing our attachment. The mind is under the control of attachment.
Da dinala beje dinala songyo do nibadi mugu gomge goam gom gombil de joela ani tsawa na jubila mala soldeb je gores mugu je gores an ngaran jo kaju bade mugu je kapabin namjuni ta yonda dire.
The second is the condition of devotion. So a devotion being the head of meditation, and so we pray to, we supplicate the lamas of the lineage to develop devotion, and we pray to our Kagyu lamas.
That's somebody ani gom temba gomji charam soares
temba
charam soa.
And the third is mindfulness, is like the watchman of our meditation.
Ta shibadi ani yengme komje ngushires ta yangba mebadi.
And the fourth is undistraction, non-distraction, as the body of the meditation.
Tene jamba da ningje changju samdi ani komje thileres ta kom yakbo yona ta rajing gi jamba da ningje
And love, compassion, and bodhicitta are the activity of meditation. If we have good meditation, then love and compassion for all sentient beings naturally arises. For good meditation, we absolutely must give up distraction. When distraction arises, it is mostly about things like our homes, our family, our partners, our friends. And so this is the reason that to accomplish meditation, people go to isolated places.
Tadana jezi lalendzinala yul ngem pangbe, nyomung rimje drip, namyang mebe, gejur ngangi pel, rikbua tangwe, chula ngishike, emba temba jezi lalendz, ta yul ngemba, tocha shetang, jesa ki yul dezure, yul ngemba di ta ringo tangwurez. Ta namyang yul ngemba yona namyang yungrez, ta namyang mebe gejur ngangi pel zate garzne, ne emba la tegurez, ne emba la, Tropo tomo yo mare, ri dang, shing dong dang, samsam la semjin dang, chu dang, the negative, the zuki, sosula, nuba kegio mare, the zula, the jashanang, shira kegio mare, kanguji.
This is also said in the 37 practices of a bodhisattva to give up. I would have to look at it, I don't know if I heard anymore. The.
Yulnian bambe, nyumong rimje tip. Okay.
The gist is that to put ourselves at a remove from our families and
family makes it lemmer. You'll get but the supang that the lamb that
yeah, okay.
The family lamb shan digito. Okay, sorry, just stopping you.
No, no, please. Put ourselves at a remove from, or to give up our homeland, you could say, to give up your homeland as a practice of a bodhisattva, then our attachment to our loved ones and so on can't harm us.
Namyang mebe kechur ngada yu ne embala tenna tene chegi namyang yung mares namyang yonsa di arazo tan de namme da da gonshwa na denzula yung res labrowa tan ne embala dogo jumje ne garsna yang gom jabgins nyamlen jingi la dore yang di gom lega de majena yung yo mare
we go to a faraway place so that we won't basically be pursued by these things and can pursue meditation.
Inna yang dringa zang da kawa na internet yosala dine emba dona ya pemba yo more internet mesala dore.
But nowadays because the internet is everywhere we go, it's kind of impossible to find a truly isolated place because there's kind of you would have to find some place where there's no internet, which is difficult.
That the promise, yana promise chore, that internet took him, Arankom, should the chick jab you in a red, should the check a jam, the dealing la took him, slam, killing German, young com test, jab, Facebook la test, young gent, Shambashan Baladini, Google la to Mangbojana thing, and so come young Marie.
We would have to make a promise for 1 hour, 2 hours. I'm not going to go online. I'm not going to go on Facebook. But you know, we just do a little bit, and then Facebook and Google. And
that digital mom Antonio has a time's close up. Oh, I have to move down. Yeah.
So there's not much time left. I have to move along, and so the next subject is Vipassana.
That the lakdong de la kare duos na namdong o chuguru sungbaishin chiyang main chiyang charwala maga rolbur charbe komjen la korde yerme taupara jinje lobs.
So the text reads, the nature of thought is Dharmakaya as is taught, nothing whatsoever, it arises as anything. To the meditator for whom all arises in unceasing play, grant your blessings that I realize samsara and nirvana undivided.
Then, namdo chuguri lagyo mare, namdo gingodi, namdo korang ging kani kiesong kan, namdo korang la iyo kato kandedo tana, then namdo de jungsa dang nesa dang ib dang kato drawre tongi re ta namdo koran sal dong ge rashin yindi then dila namdo ngo de chugu re slagyo re ta sangbu namdo shana re ngembe namdo sha kang dang gan shana ya di ngo de ngo sung tamje dang drawre lagyo ta 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 che dang na ta che ma dang na yo re yang
So thoughts are not the Dharmakaya, but their nature. We see when we examine where do thoughts come from? What is their shape? What is their color? We see that they don't have a shape. They don't have a color. They are empty. And so this emptiness, this nature of emptiness, that nature is the Dharmakaya. And so this empty nature, this emptiness, is the same in nature as everything.
Ta namju pe charging gi shung dis na la gya zo dang balab la pe sha gere.
Often this is taught in the Mahamudra texts as through the analogy of the relation between the ocean and the waves of the ocean.
Ta ani namju gya zo la kin lung gi ma te na balab yong gi ma re.
In generally, the ocean, when there is no wind present, is peaceful and there are no waves. When a strong wind comes along, then it gets churned up with big waves. We see that nowadays there is a great power to these things. So similarly, when we get angry, for example, we don't recognize it. I will stop there and he can repeat. Okay, so just as the wind is a kind of temporary condition that gives rise to waves in the ocean, our emotions, such as anger, have the same effect on our mind, that this is just a temporary condition, not actually, it's not something that is always there, and so we don't recognize it as that when it arises.
Ta lung di mena balab de yang jamzu nang la pa tim do re balab gi chu dang jamzu chu ni de kha ga yo mar chi gre de ne ngan zu na lung gyab yong de kan la balab la de kan la ta pe chang ma ta do de gar se na ne de ken dak bol la de ne yong gyo re de na se ngaran zu da nam do de ne mo ne je na chu ni jing la tim do gyo re ta ken na ma te na ina ya ken na te yong de de ne chu ni jing la ta nam do de balab na jing
So when there's no wind, there is no waves. The waves, when they subside, or when they're present, they're not actually different in nature from the ocean itself. They are of the same nature as the ocean. They're only present because of the condition of the wind. So similarly, our thoughts are of the nature of our mind, and they are only conditionally present. And when they are pacified, then they cannot harm us.
Nepa, nepa mare, nepa yomare.
Naso, tene, tat dangi, tene, chu de zoyang, kashi, ice chani, tat tene yong de ice be takbo, ice de mel chana, chu rande, padasala kaga doboje, ice de chu mare doboje, sona yongre de, ko meling jina chu rande, nanganzu namdok chukchembo de zaya, ango mashe begaso, namdo rede, ngo yaboshe hagona, chunira rediore, chugura rediore, ngodi, chugu rediore, nanganzu hago yomare.
Sometimes water takes the form of ice and becomes something extremely hard. But when it melts back into water. So water and ice are not really of any, they're not any different. They're not of a different nature. So we don't recognize our thoughts when they arise, but they are really of the Dharma nature. They are of the Dharmakaya.
Moshe, that come yabo jamne, that namdogi chumne, trosumlaya, po tajitana, namdo koranging, mo madruba, tashi, treba jedan drawa, imba hago, simjin edan dean, tashi, treba jedan drawa, hagone, tashi, treba jedan drawa, tongbonilla, irmeba, kaga mebaching, hagona, then simjin elu imba hagor, simji chuni imba hagor, namdogi, namdongo, chugu imba hagogre.
The difference is really just a difference of recognizing or not recognizing it. So when we when thoughts arise in our meditation and we look at them, we can see that they are not truly established as anything. And if we can understand this and see that they are the empty nature of our mind and that this nature is the unity of emptiness and clarity, then we can see that the nature of our thoughts, or we can know, we can understand the nature of our thoughts is the Dharmakaya.
Ta namdo gengo la ta mashe nani chugu reo mare namdo ngo chupde ba jawoje ta dende samlo ta nani den namdo de chugu chayo mare shuyin. Namdo de namdo la ta duga namdo de yode ba. Chik dhub dheba dhava dhende yoyna, dhende dhe chugu chayo maare. Namdo ki ngô dhe tongyi yinba. Tashi dhubba jyedhe rangshin yinba chik hako nani, dhende chugu chayo goyore. Namdo ki ngô dhe rangshin madhubba chik.
So if we recognize and understand our thoughts to understand the nature of our thoughts as Dharmakaya, then they will be, dhende chukur So if we understand the empty nature of our thoughts, then they will become the Dharmakaya.
Timana yang namdo data yakbu namdo do kabu do tubu namdo do tujare tende na chugu chayo mare zimbadan chebare total chayo mare.
So if we think this thought is good, this is bad, and follow after our thoughts, follow after good and bad thoughts in that way, then this is not how we will do that.
That the Dharmakaya mare that because they didn't realize emptiness. You really, this is a good, wonderful attachment. This is a bad. I don't need it. I don't want this kind of feeling. Is not Dharmakaya yet, because you didn't realize the nature, essence is emptiness.
Tan namjung aranjo sem segendelaya samlo tangbay na lehlabo jine das susu samlo na kunzub dan to namni shashukoy sare samgido.
So in general, our mind has these two qualities of the two truths of
relative.
Brain cramp. Relative and ultimate truth.
The relative ki thul la garachars na anjo samlo metin guden. Da namto mambo shadde de. Da samde de. Kiji yang deh meba de la. Ngai sem, ngai chichi mangbu labdi gindi la, da sem segyo re, da di relative shangna chigyo re.
So relative, from the relative aspects, we have these thoughts that are arising all the time, and these are, we think these are my thoughts.
ta yakbo dubu sangbo da ngara da pamagi na pugo de la sem sangbo ches kegi na kedu de la sem sangbo che mile pemba che la de de zo ha go gen dan de zo sem di ani manju chimba dan che bare dilat kunjup chang na paje tigi do samgo da ngara ngi samla dang na
There's good and bad thoughts, and like parents tell their child, be good and helpful. So this kind of mind, this is the mind of relative truth.
Da ani absolute truth na mindu dilen dendam ge wanda jina dende ki sem sangbo che sem korang ya la ta se ta na ne sem di manye ba tongba yin ba ha go na ngo tro so na dilen dendam ki sem
So in terms of ultimate truth, this mind is not doesn't have that relative quality of mind, but it is empty in nature and beyond that kind of goodness. So generally in the Mahamudra instructions, we look at where does the mind rest, how does it rest, we examine, does it have a shape, does it have a color, and so on.
Ta gandar ngaranzo dene tundam ge wando jena semdila saldong sungju
In terms of the ultimate truth, the nature of the mind is the union of emptiness and clear knowing.
Ta din saldong songju se de gala sal se ne garsna changma hago gen shegen de la salwa se gyore de ne ki hago gen sem de kande du ta na nye yo mare de la tongba la gyore de ne di hago gen da tongba ni gar khaga yo bres na khaga yo mare sung nyam de yo ne songju sla gyore.
So when we say emptiness and clarity, the clarity is the ability to know anything. This is a clear knowing. But if we look for this clear knowing, we don't find it. It's actually emptiness. But the knower of this and the emptiness are not separate. So the knowing and the emptiness are in union.
Ta tezu nganzu gom gyamne, gomne, gomne, lame kya tamga na, sosu kya gom semla mangbu, ta cha tangdu kala, tene digi nyamnyong di le yong gore.
So we meditate, we practice the instructions that we're given, and we examine our mind, and we have some experience of this.
Ta kachang tangbu dorje chang shudu kala shubha yin, ta semgi nelu di, ni, tuyosam gom sumjene, ta sue shabu mare kuro tongma meba ni semge nelu de ne saldong songju re dina jin kaje namka la pe sha yemba dina jin kuro yo mare semge nelu la
Like Vajradhara, the nature of mind is not something that is that we create through listening, contemplating, and meditating. It has been there since beginningless time. This union of emptiness, clarity, is the nature of our mind, and it is unchanging.
Then I use the example sky, the beginning of the Vajradhara, and similar that our nature is always there. So some hearing teachings so we didn't make it new, always there, but we didn't understand why ignorance and delusions cover it. So now we practice, try to remove the obscurations, try to wisdom, understanding is try to, how to say, wisdom rise, delusions maybe wiping, that sort of. The din is also the answer. Gom gyab gore, da gom gyab ni ha gore, da dila namdo ngu chugur sungba shin, da chugur ki tongba nyi jingane, namka tongba nala, namdo yangpur chore, jaya yangpur chore, kanyi na drocho gore, dine di tongba mena, drotuk mare, dina shin di kangba gyab shang na, dine modro dan deso drotuk mare, kansana kangba di kasha gara, ko tongba reyo mara wa, dina shin, da nang aranzo simgi, ko ranshin, ne luk tongba yindu, 남도 샤르초그레 두부양 차르초그레 되는 대위 냠양 차르초그레 동아기 냠양 차르 참아 찌양 마인 찌양 차르초그레 샤르초그레 슬라그르다
So as it said the nature of thought is dharmakaya so the emptiness of mind is like the emptiness of sky or space you could say it's like the emptiness of space if space weren't empty in this way we couldn't move through it just as if you're going down the road when a house is right there you can't go through it it's blocking the way our minds nature is empty in this way and so in this emptiness anything can arise good or bad thoughts happiness suffering it can arise as anything
that number tam di shargire sta sangin gi number gan chan de de zo changmala ti ngola ngosung na dalwa hago gore chiyang ma yin chiyang charwa sha maga roba charwa kon jan las to tok ba char ko kari chana dil shenji me ba shenba dan dalna ta shinere dit na namdo korang gi ngo tongi do to shena ta la dong cha de re tongi yin yin ba ngo shi tongi yin ba do dao cho go gore
So this emptiness can arise is anything. And the text says, to the meditator for whom all arises in unceasing play, nothing whatsoever, it arises as anything. To the meditator, all arises in unceasing play. So whatever arises, we are without grasping at it. And so if we can do this, then this is shamatha. And if we can know that our thoughts are empty, then this is vipassana.
Ta karma bosumba rangjung dorje ge songna dene monje na semla taja taje yomar tarme semla yang tebise 통매드니 지진 라게르 통스 통에 매버지 통송스 다 지진 라게르 다 디 인나 맨남사나 아마이나 섬기 넬로디 인나 맨남사 더버에 다 학동 갑설라 이민들라 태좀 쳐보니 툴메 랑오랑이 쉬었어 다 아마이나 툴버인 발아야 오셔머레 마툴베 말아 하고만 달림다 야부 저 더더저 따운데 다 강 섬기 넬로디 마툴베인 발아야 태좀 매버지 고추 송스다 심기 내로도 동이 임발라 태좀 매봐 다 이제 녜시 당보지 녜도 버저래 다 레라부 주베나 되나 신내 겁나 가리 팽그레스나 남도 데 모셰 바지 학동 겁나 감사나 남도 지 라신 마주바 남도 지 모데 살동 손주 임바 모셰 바지 고교레
So really there is no one who is looking and nothing to be looked at. And there's a quote from the third Karmapa in the Mahamudra Aspiration Prayer.
Tarme semla, rangjung dorje.
Looking again and again at the mind that has nothing to look at.
And the tongue made duni, chisin lagged tongues. Tongue mebaja tongues, famous is.
This nature is seen just it's seen just as it is.
Tongue made duni, chisin lagged
tongue. The non seeing is just. No, not there. Sorry.
Okay. 이민들라 대좀 쳐봐니 인남 매남 삼데 더버데 락송스다 약보 통사도 대가랑 마통버지 통들가라 다 인남 매나 더버 메스 대좀 메스 대가라 레자 삼니 미신예송스
내라버지는 Yeah. So may I cut through all doubts about what is and what is not.
Maybe I should find for you the text.
Yeah. Okay. I think I might have it here.
Okay, that's difficult for you. Sorry, saying somewhere, bum up.
Oh.
You have?
Okay. So looking repeatedly at the mind that can't be looked at, the not seeing is vividly seen just as it is.
That sarzong thome dinchin imin de la tezum chobani tulme rangorang ishebra shows ta din du da na anzu chozo de da na shaktabla mangbo shegora salrer sha ta shige sha ta da na mangbo la chene sha sne chig mangbo yore chodi de chig la samlo ma dang ba jene ngaranzu semla gome tu ta de kyesam bore.
So the most important thing is to look directly at the mind.
Ta cham cham la sal re sha lu re sha chem bra sha la chik nyem bo mang bo yo re den chik de zo a den de lab do di in sa re di in sa sam ne den ne in cha je na di ma re kom ko re in ji min ji.
So we may read this or that and or to think this is it, this is not it, but the most important thing is to meditate.
So sometimes the lamas mention, oh, you rest like that, and then the you think, oh, that is it. That is meditation. Then you just concept making. That is not right. You have to meditate, and you have to keep checking on mind. So sometimes the thought rises, and the beginning thought come from where? Suddenly come. And then the where they're staying, you can check, you can find something happened, and the way they go suddenly gone, and there's empty. If the solid, then this book is solid. All wherever I put, always there. No going anywhere. If someone come and put it away, then that's gone. Our thoughts are not like that. So then you keep meditate, and you keep watch yourself, and the. Everything is empty. You say, oh, everything is empty, just saying like that and just imagine like that, then that's not right. You have to check yourself. Where's the empty come from where? It's a kind of the experience. Then still you are all understanding whatever people say, but understanding that mind where, you can check. Is it from ear? Is it from eyes? Or is it from somewhere? The you and me between gap. So wind blows to you. And that's you catch it. And that catch mind where you can check. Meditate. And then you can understand, oh, this is the empty. Empty inside all understanding. You will feel yourself when you meditate. And slowly, slowly build up the experience. Then develop better and better. Otherwise, same like our school. Teachers have blah blah, student write down and then the catch up and the, some people ask just words say you share the words and that doesn't much benefit. It need to be feeling inside. You're good meditator, bad meditator. So maybe that only the words, maybe you get more pride. So then the pride is no dharma. So the real practitioner is we lose the dharma, pride. So then you can check. I've been meditating long time, so how much different change your mind? Sometimes you can check yourself. Am I same as before? Anger also strong, desire also strong. Whatever strong, there means not much benefit. Yes. First, hearing is important, and second, meditation is important. So sometimes people, same like the cooks, learning a lot of recipes, and one day their book is not there, or maybe then someone suddenly asks you to cook, struggle. Even you know many things, but you don't know how to cook it. Even you cook what you are saying in the book, and even you eat, tastes are totally different. And so, some people, they don't need it, the recipe books. They keep cooking, and their tastes are fantastic. And even I know when we are doing retreat, and our marketing manager is a monk, and we have to cook, hide the cook. And sometimes he need to go to holiday, and the marketing manager himself cooking, I look at and he put all the good things at it. He tried to make very tasty, and he worked very hard, and get up very early, and I cannot make it on time. And when we eat, food is not tasty. And when we see how much he put the effort, and then because he had no experience, problems that. And so he knows how to sometimes watch, oh, this, and look. So even we watch, oh, he can make fantastic food. But when we are eating, sometimes, what do you call?
Burnt.
Or sometimes we also eat bitten, sometimes not enough salt, sometimes too salty, sometimes a little bit, some parts are raw, some parts are cooked, and you know, and how much he put effort. And some like that we keep hearing the study and not meditate, and very much like that, and so no experience on self. And then sometimes small matter, easy to argue, easy to fight. And that is not really your benefiting practice go inside your mind. So if you really meditate and bring, understand those are not good for myself, not good for others, and saying, I should change. Someone change your mind, it's difficult. Punish. You cannot change. Yourself realize this is not good. I should change. I should understand. Then slowly, even anything rise up, so mindfulness important, awareness, and same time remember, this is no good, harming others. And sometimes unconsciously harm others, and later, of course, already harm yourself, you don't realize. It's a strong emotion comes. So important to meditate, get the experience important. So I'm going to stop because I need to do my own jobs for the empowerment also. So you can meditate. And so I'm going to conclude the dedication part. That yawa kundu yanda lamma dan tanmin chuki bala longjojin sadan lamji yunarajin dorje changi gobang yurtob shosinida. Kewa ni kewa, tsarab ni tsarab tamjido. Then yang dabi lamasin, that lamma den yamlen na denba. Tene chik lama diyan, lama gyunma mayinba, ta chagya chenpo, nilu to deba. Ta ina dodan aage yundun gari na chik punum soba ken deba. Tende lama dan, chik gari jen dalwa meba yonsen, di kumna la. Tene chik lunga yisum di, chu la, ta di zane tam nga, shuye. Tende chiki den dalwa meba, ta chu shuye ki, ta nyamlen chiki dalwa meba, lama di kumna la. Kye war shoos lagi ore, ta lela bochi na. That's the Quran on your head. Kiwa kundu yanda lama dang dalmes. Nyam the deni chu machuna, nyam the dena pendo yomare. And du lajindang. Tahana shingi, kelong legbe karma. Sangi nyam the yore de. Tamanya walaje, idalaje, yongure de. Ko, shedang, tado, marjejedna, yongyomada. Lama nyam the deni, lamala, deba, mugu, kikoni, deni chu shuna. That time you choose about longjuna, that Kajan, Aranginaya, then sa, chula trotubia, lamala trotubia, then Tabu Sanje Koban, Tobitudi, Sawa de Ganja, Lamala tenejo, the net lamazala, then Yam de Deneta, Maran, Tabu Sanje Koman, Tobacho, some Malam Jedre.
So moving to the dedication, the text reads, through all my births may I not be separated from the perfect Lama and always enjoy the splendor of Dharma. Perfecting the qualities of the paths and stages, may I quickly attain the state of Vajradhara. So throughout all my births, may I always be born to be with the perfect Lama who has qualities and is free of faults, who has realized Mahamudra and is accomplished in all the sutra and mantra. with enlightened body, speech, and mind, may I receive the instructions from this Lama. So may, through all my births, may I not be separated from the perfect Lama. Because if I am apart, then there is no... no, I'm sorry. Okay, so, we need to have faith and devotion for the Lama. Always being with the Lama is not necessarily of benefit. There is the story of Nanda, who spent many years in service to Shakyamuni Buddha, but was reborn as a hungry ghost because of the pride and anger in his mind. So we need to have faith and devotion and make the aspiration that we remain with the Lama and go on to complete the paths and attain the ten bhumis and ultimately attain the state of Vajradhara.